When Tanya and Steve were at school, Tanya was good at English, debating, math, science, history, geography, and school captain. Steve, on the other hand, well, he was good at picking up papers, writing lines, getting the cane, and was also the captain of detention. Nothing's changed, except now they're back at school together.
Back to school.
For Tanya and Steve's Tuck Shop.
Morning!
What the hell are we doing at school on a Saturday?
It's actually Friday that feels like a Monday to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think we've all got a different day.
Yeah.
I thought it felt like Sunday.
There we are. Well, together we can make a Friday out of it.
Well, we're at Islington Public School today, and we've all had a little side wager on how many students we think will turn up.
Three. Three.
I said seven.
No.
But the assistant principal, Chris, reckons no.
Oh, they all do.
The kids love coming to this school.
You watch them at 9:30. You know, I got that wrong.
Exactly.
Well, we're here today. I'm going to find out all about what goes on at Islington Public.
Hey, not only was yesterday an awkward day to have a day off, what a crap day to have a day off.
I know.
It was like I was just booing Anthony Albanese all day.
Yeah, it was pretty ordinary. I went down to the beach yesterday afternoon, blowing a gale.
Oh, yeah.
And grey and miserable. It felt like the middle of winter.
I know.
Rather than, you know, first 3 weeks of spring.
Now, we're at school. When it rained at school for you, did you guys get to stay home?
Well, we didn't have fancy collars.
Stay home?
Oh, was that just me?
we certainly didn't.
Mum, they cancelled school. You still love? Yeah.
We certainly didn't have fancy collars.
No. Why do they call them that, Tanya?
Covered outdoor learning area.
Thank you. Because a number of times when BJ was first back going to school, he'd go, yeah, no, we sit in the cola, Dad. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, what's a cola?
It's just called the undercover area.
Yeah, no, we didn't have one of these.
We had
things called trees.
We did.
Which was like umbrellas with holes in them.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. So you just get heavier drips on you.
Yeah.
And the lightning strikes, you know, you still had to stand under them even when it was thunderstorming.
I tell you what, as you look around this cola, you can tell just by a building to our left, this has got a bit of history to it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's heritage.
It's been here a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. I came here once for something. I can't remember. And we need to ask. Well, we're talking to Chris soon. He'll know all about the history of the school. And if he doesn't, he's over there Googling.
Yeah, right now he's going, what? No one mentioned that I had to give a history lesson.
I've got 10 minutes to prep and cram, Chris.
There you go. Izzo Pub.
Yep. Lick School.
I'm calling it. Live from Izzo Pub.
We're here all morning. We'll be here until 9 o'clock. It is a Tanya and Steve Tuck Shop on Triple M.
One. On the line.
What you seeing, mate?
Oh, look, the AFL Grand Final, they've done it again. Mm. They've pulled out a big gun. Robbie Williams is going to be playing with Delta Goodrum this weekend.
Well, someone's got to do something stupid.
I love the photos. The AFL CEO, Gillian McLachlan, and there was a photo call. So the three of them are there holding the cup, right? And Robbie Williams just is himself.
Yeah.
After all these years, he's now got a new mohawk.
Seen that. It's all a bit greyer, but it's a hawk.
Yeah. He was wearing Playboy loafers, and he had this massive silver chunky bracelet that has showed up in all the photos and on TV.
Yeah.
And I can't say what was on the bracelet, but it tells you where to go.
Okay.
In massive, like,
and started with F?
Yeah.
Okay.
In massive inch high letters.
Jeez,
I was like, Robbie, you don't care, do you?
He doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, you want me there, do you? All right, I'll be there in a minute. Just wearing his day wear.
I know. So that's the AFL Grand Final.
Good lineup, but we've been talking about this for years. When will the NRL get it right and stop dossing up, you know, 22-year-old from TikTok.
Yeah.
And we've got Barnsley.
Yay.
How good.
Got Barnsley. He'll be coming out in his big strappy boots. He hasn't done it for a while.
No.
So that's good, though.
I think both of them have done really well this weekend and next weekend.
Well, yeah, the AFL got an English icon and we got an Australian one.
There you go.
Finally, we got it better than the AFL.
Yeah, I reckon. Robbie's been really interesting to watch, hasn't he? I think he's launching a tour for next year as well. His live show, watch a little bit on YouTube as I do, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's just like the song, Entertainer.
I know.
So good. So Barnsley will be going, I better let him begin. He'll be getting a bit worried. Isn't it good that we AFL Grand Final on the weekend and then we got next week with the big finals?
Yeah.
Do you think, I'm just going to ask you now, T, do you think in your heart of hearts, South can get across from Penrith?
A game you're going to,
are you hoping for a miracle?
I look, anything's possible.
Yeah, I know.
Now, remember,
absolutely.
Remember what's against them. They're out of the top four.
Yes.
They, you know, I think it was like when God was a boy that a team outside the top four has managed to get all the way
so
through that way.
So they've done a few miracles.
They have so far. I don't know. I haven't seen the team, to be quite honest. I don't know who's in, who's out.
It's pretty much the same team that won last week. But it's also Penrith coming back
fresh
after
as.
A mighty rest.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, they're going to be great games. That's the main thing.
I just can't wait to just see both, to be quite honest. And then we've got the Bledisloe, and then I think kicks off about 5 o'clock on Saturday night. So
it's endless, mate.
It's just sort of like, we're going to find a pub somewhere near a core stadium.
Bledisloe. True.
And then the football, and he went, can I find a flower market somewhere close? It's just too much.
Yeah, I know.
Too much sport.
Mate, you'll be going into the men's. And the thing is, though, the best game, which is on tonight, watch the Cowboys run out on their home ground at 35 degrees, right?
Yeah.
And watch the Eels coming out. They'll be wearing singlets. They'll be sweating.
Yeah, they really will.
Anyway, great sport ahead.
Absolutely. You can hear all the games as well, including the AFL Grand Final live on Triple M tomorrow. Coverage starts from 2:30. This is Tanya and Steve at Triple M.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve. And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
You know, my favourite person at school was the vice principal.
Why is that?
He let me go.
Well, this one probably will too at 9 o'clock.
I reckon.
Chris Blake is the assistant principal here at Islington Public. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Tell us, let's get straight into it. Disco?
Disco.
At 11 o'clock today.
11 o'clock today.
We're not going anywhere, T.
You're welcome to hang around.
Oh, get me on the turntable.
Last day of term. You guys, the tuck shop. Disco.
We never got that.
It's all on.
That
it's
is
all
so on. Good.
Well, it's a beautiful school. 175 students.
Yeah.
Draw on just from this little area here, I'm imagining.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
Within the Islington postcode, 2296.
Okay. And what is so special, apart from the disco, what else is special about this school?
Look, we've got so many good special things around about this place. It's one of the best kept secrets in Newcastle, I reckon. The staff are amazing. The kids are amazing. The diversity of kids that we've got here.
Yeah.
The parents are all amazing. We've got so many talented parents in many different ways. And, you know, we just have so many great programs running. Yeah, I could go on and on and on.
Well, as you say, secret, but meaning like where it is, right? And just even this playground that we're looking at, it's fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, from a giant chessboard thing, you know, you've just got it all going on.
We've got our beautiful new play equipment over there that just opened a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
And, you're right, the chessboard. Mm. Down the back, we've got the chooks. The chickens are down the back.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we sell fresh eggs and produce to the parents.
Jeez, Chris, hasn't that changed? Because we were at another school recently.
Yep.
And the amount of schools that are doing that kind of stuff to show kids, well, they're learning so much, not just about the animals, but it's economy, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the kids run the little stall out the front of the school of
an
afternoon and sell their wares, basically.
Yeah, that's great. The only animals we got at school were frogs and science.
Exactly. Let's not go there.
Oh.
Do you know much about the history? Because we Googled, so we know it's been here a long time.
It has been here a long time. 1887 is when the school was established.
There you go.
And our heritage building over here, which has just been revamped, it was actually opened in 1891.
I often wonder, and we talk about school pickup now, I often wonder then with the horse and buggies what it was like at school pickup.
That's right.
Drop off.
Exactly. You know, I can almost remember it. But, you know, we've got these beautiful camphor laurel trees out the front as well. They're also heritage listed. They were originally planted when the school was founded.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of history, and as you say, you just drive past it when you're on Islington Road.
Yeah.
What road is it?
Maitland Road.
Yeah. You just kind of don't know it's there if you don't chuck that left.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it is beautiful, and we so appreciate you having us here today. We do have a little side wager going on that we said it to you earlier about 7 students, we reckon, might turn up today.
Yeah, well, you know, public holiday yesterday. And
yeah.
No, I think they'll all be here.
Okay.
Can you, Steve? Absolutely,
right.
They will all be here. That's the Islington way.
Oh.
You turn up no matter what.
Oh, okay.
We'll be doing a head count at 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Chris,
perfect.
175.
That's it.
Not one less.
Tanya, I wanted to just mention to you, I've actually got a bucket full of recorders in the classroom there. I thought maybe we could have a recorder off.
Do you play, do you?
very, very well.
Hey, Rosie, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm still asleep and I'm in a nightmare.
You are.
I thought you'd love it.
A bucket full of recordings.
How exciting. This
has
made my day, Chris.
I got a different word.
It's just gone 6:30. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock this morning. Islington Public School for our tuck shop. If you'd like us to turn up at your school, just go to triplem.com.au and register.
I don't know about you, Tanya, but my entire Facebook and Instagram feed is full of people around sunflowers. Do you have any idea what that is?
Well, cue the music, JR.
Starry, starry night.
It's all about the Van Gogh Alive experience, which we got a sneak peek of on Wednesday before it even opened.
So many people getting into it. It's great, isn't it? And yeah, it is amazing. And there's a video of us up online. And I've got to tell you, we look like we look like lovers on a first date, don't we?
I know. EP Ty made the video. And honestly, Ty, you do. You've made us look like we've run away from our partners, meaning Michael and Baxter. And we've taken off in the sunflowers of Amsterdam together.
I'm just releasing the off-air secrets.
We're sitting there holding hands, staring up at the paintings.
I know. If you haven't been yet, and you've got a whole 5 weeks to go and see it.
Yeah, true.
It is beautiful.
I think, you know, the standout to me is after our video popped up, most went, where is it?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, that was the question I was answering most yesterday.
Same.
Where is it? Well, it's on the Newcastle foreshore. It's in a big purpose-built building. Mm. You've got to call it a building. It's not a tent. It's a building.
Which has a restaurant and two bars.
I know.
By the way.
What?
Yeah.
A restaurant and two bars out the front.
It's a big white tent.
No.
Yeah, like a circus tent.
Well, they're going for a real French theme.
Yeah.
So the food is all French.
Yeah.
French onion soup, baguettes.
And just to clarify, yes, Van Gogh's Dutch. He spent a lot of his life in France.
Yeah.
And how long do you get to go through it? So if you get tickets, do you get to just wander for as long as you want?
You can spend as much time in there as you like.
Wow, cool.
But the loop, if you like,
yep.
So the images of every single work that Van Gogh did takes 42 minutes from start to finish. But you can, if you walk in halfway through, you can stay there another three loops, whatever you like.
Awesome. And I think the joy of it is, in your case, Rise, I just stood in there imagining how much kids will love this.
I know.
So it's a double hit of amazing and a little bit of education.
Yeah. Well, when we were there, Steve, on Wednesday, Andrew, the bloke that's pulled it all together for Newcastle, remember, he was telling us it was a Melbourne teacher that came up with a concept because he realised his kids were sick of standing in galleries, just being bored by, you know, stationary images, and this was a way to engage them in art.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so you're basically immersed in Van Gogh from top to bottom. It's massive.
And something about Van Gogh is, even if you're not into art, you've seen his painting somewhere.
Yes.
So it's familiar as well, but then you get the familiar, and then you go, oh, I didn't know he did that sort of style.
Yeah.
It is just a beautiful experience. Oh, my God, listen to me.
Yeah. You've changed, man.
I've changed, man. Yeah. It changed me. I came out going, that was amazing.
That's awesome, though.
Well, go and see it. Tickets are online, Van Gogh Alive. And no, this is not an ad. This is just something
that's
been brought to Newcastle.
We're
the first regional city outside of a capital city in the country
to see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So it's good stuff.
Yeah, go and check it out. And just be careful that Ty's not behind you filming you if you're with your mate Blocker, because he'll make you look like lovers.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got a double pass as well. Actually, a couple of doubles to give away right now. Van Gogh Alive, the world's most visited multi-sensory experience. Give us a call, 133353, if you want to go.
Excellent.
Perfect for the school holidays, which start tomorrow. This is Tanya and Steve at Triple M.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve. And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time. Now, Tanya and Steve take you inside the gym. Callanan.
Well, we're here, Jimmy. Finals football.
We are indeed. Speaking of Stranger Things, how about that show? That song has been a ripper, hasn't it?
We got involved all around that.
Anyway, I digress. It is finals weekend, the penultimate weekend of rugby league, as they say, and two crackers, the Cows and the Eels, will get us underway up in Townsville. We've got a little bit of a local flavour in that team. Our own man from the NRL comms team, Michael Hagan, of course, has a strong working relationship with the head coach up there, Todd Payton. So, as I understand it, Hagues is breaking camp this weekend from the Prime Minister's 11. They're playing on Sunday in Brisbane. But Hagues, as far as I know, is doing the dash up north to be there tonight to be lending a hand to Todd and the boys. And you just think they're going to get it done over the Eels. But
if you're ever going to call home ground advantage, honestly, this is the one, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been sold out for for the Donkeys. They're coming from everywhere. There's a real festival feel. So you just wonder, they've had the 2 weeks to build up. How has that played into this rather young sort of Cowboys side's heads, perhaps? But Todd Payton's a pretty measured coach, and he's got a few experienced men there in Taumalolo, Chad Towns. And so as long as they've just got that nice balance of not overplaying it too early, you think that they're going to have too many weapons for the Eels tonight. It just come into it a bit banged up. You know, they've lost a couple of players. They've had to do it the hard way. And it's hot. They've tried their best to replicate playing in humid conditions. Like, they've been putting the gym sessions heater up to 24 degrees. They've been trying to train middle of the day to replicate the heat of Townsville. But it's been wet and cold in Sydney the last couple of days. So I haven't really worked for Para. And this just looks like it might be a bridge too far.
Well, I've bought tickets, $170 it cost me for two tickets to tomorrow night's Rabbitohs Panthers at Accor Gym. And I'm still in the nosebleed for $170.
Take the oxygen tank with you. It'll be a good stairs. You'll get your stair numbers up. You'll be all right, the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, we said to Michael, which one's south? The green ones.
Yeah, I know. But listen, how do you think this will go? Because, I mean, I've got an affection for Panthers, but I've been a Rabbitohs supporter forever.
Yeah, it's like Machine v X Factor, isn't it? It's this well-primed Premier's squad that just look absolutely prepped to the minute. They've had the luxury of resting players late in the season. They just look like they've got every base covered. But then you've got the X Factor of Latrell Mitchell. If he's allowed to gain any sort of momentum, when it really is a case of look out. And if you have a look at his stats, I'm only just checking this morning. Latrell Mitchell's won 7 straight finals games. There's only one other player in the NRL era has got a better stat sheet than that in finals, and that's Cooper Cronk with 9. He just is that ultimate big game player. But if there's a team with a plan and ready to roll and trying to contain him and maybe even frustrate him out of the game, it's got to be Penrith.
Yeah, you're right. The frustration, and a couple of times I was talking to a friend over the weekend thinking, because Latrell still has that hot head, if you almost niggle him into doing something for a send-off, isn't it? I mean, it's not really sportsmanlike, but that's probably what they're going for.
Hey, look, it's all part of the game, isn't it? And we've seen it before, and we talked about it. The old redlining of Latrell, Cody Walker, they do play on that edge. They are emotive players, and if they control the emotions, absolutely, they're in for a night out. But if they're frustrated and to do something they don't want to do, then yeah, that's when Penrith can really start to push forward, you would think. So they've actually got the chance to be just the third club to make 3 straight grand finals. So they are firmly the best team of this year, and they are, you know, of the last couple of years, you'd imagine they've been easily top 2, and now they can just confirm that by making another premiership. But that X Factor, it's that X Factor.
You can tell Ivan Cleary doesn't like the tag of favourites.
No.
The way he was speaking over the weekend, he definitely was elevating the Rabbitohs and singing their praises. So
the way he was talking yesterday, gosh, Fed, he'd put Noto's to sleep. He just plays it down. It's very quiet. And that's just their shtick. They don't want to cop too much heat. They just want to roll in, do their job, roll onto the grand final.
Well, it's funny, isn't it, as things change over the years with the NRL, as in 40s and U30, Penrith the new Melbourne.
Yeah.
Totally.
Very much that's heading that way, isn't it?
Yeah. Geez, that's a tag you want, isn't it?
Well, I know, but it's like that, isn't it? It's like you just go, the storm, you know, I win.
Well, it's going to be...
You're right. 2 years ago, it was like, oh, how good is this? The Petties are winning and they're back and they're going great. Now it's like, yeah, had enough. Someone else's turn.
All right, going to be a great weekend. So your tips, Cowboy and Panthers, grand final.
Yeah, I just think they just look the better suited to match up in the big one. I know, talking to people in Sydney, how good it would be to have 2 Sydney teams, but I think the Cowboys deserve the right to be there. And if you could just grab me a pint of vanilla slice, I believe you're at a tuck shop somewhere. Can you just hang on to it?
Is Linton public?
Oh, please. If they've got a good vanilla slice, you just...
Seriously, Jim.
You can't go past them.
You're not going to believe this. I've got to eat this bloody fruit.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Talk to you next week before the big game. And don't forget as well, here at Triple M, you're going to hear all the NRL finals, footy, and the AFL grand final as well. That'll be on your radio tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock. This is Tenure and Steve at Triple M. Chance to win $1,000 next with our $1,000.
Tenure and Steve's $1,000 Minute.
Here we go. We have Megan all the way from the Central Coast, Tanya.
Well, she's from Redhead.
Oh, sorry.
No. But she also, are you the office manager here?
I'm the office lady, not the manager.
Office lady.
Lady. Why do I picture you on a bicycle with a pretty umbrella?
Where it is LinkedIn Public, which is where Megan is the office lady.
Yes.
Megan, right. We're going to try and get you $1,000, but I'm sure you know the rules because you have told us off air you play along in the car.
I do,
here
yes.
We go. Got to take your first answer. No help from anyone or anything. And there are anyones all over the place here today. Mm. And remember, pass quickly. If you don't know, take and get back and the grand could be yours. Good luck, Megan.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Which artist is being featured in a multi-sensory experience?
Bingo.
Didn't even waste any time.
Well done.
Are Australian kingfishers carnivores or omnivores?
Carnivores.
At which public school are we broadcasting from this morning?
Islington Public School.
What colour bow tie do boxing refs wear?
Oh, pass.
Which of these is a popular gaming app? Cranky koalas, snappy snakes or angry birds?
Angry birds.
Which number is considered lucky in China? 4, 8 or 12?
8.
Santa Claus is also known as Saint who?
Nick.
During a leap year, how many days are there in February?
Mind blank. 29.
Who released the album Radio Honey in 1990? Sorry, Pablo Honey in 1993. Oasis, Radiohead or Nirvana?
Radiohead.
And which British pop star is performing at the AFL Grand Final this weekend?
Robbie Williams.
What colour bow tie do boxing ref... Oh, God. Dear.
Oh, my God.
Ah!
Is that a 9 out of 10?
That's a 9 out of 10.
Oh, so Megan.
It was... And it's a tough one,
it was,
I think.
A 50-50.
It was, yeah. So kingfishers are actually omnivores, so they can eat both plant and and meat. Which you knew that. You knew that as soon as you think about it.
Oh,
but you got everything else right.
But so Risey, tell her, because we know she wants to go to this.
Van Gogh Alive, you've got a double pass to it. The world's most visited multi-sensory experience. Tanya and Steve got a sneak peek the other day, said it's amazing.
And that is awesome.
Wait.
While we're here, you can go and see Elton John as well.
Oh, my God, are you kidding?
No, yeah. So you go to Van Gogh and then wait till Jan 10 and then you can pop in and go and see Elton John. Take whoever you like. You've got a double pass.
Oh, my God, fantastic.
There you go.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Worth getting 9 out of 10 for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you deserve 9 out of 10. Someone got all those prizes for 2 out of 10 the other day. So well done, Megan.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, Megan. It's McDonald Jones Stadium, Tuesday, January 10. That is Elton John for his farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Tickets on sale now. AusNZ.EltonJohn.com. Tenure received, Triple M, live from Islington Public School today.
Mm. I really do like the feel of this school.
Yeah, it's got a gorgeous feel,
yes,
hasn't it?
It has.
Mm. Here's something, a little bit of trivia about this school. In 1941, it was the first school in New South Wales to give out free milk to the kids.
Oh, how God. Good. I loved that in Queensland.
Yuck,
the milk would be outside the classroom in 38 degree heat. Just wait a couple of hours, kids, they'd say, and you can go and get it.
Oh,
that
yuck.
Was a thing to
it
when,
was.
Do you reckon?
I have no idea.
I reckon around the 80s it's...
Yeah.
Stopped.
Do you remember it, Rise? Free milk?
No, definitely I don't remember it, but that was like 90s. I went to school 90 at the start. So.
Well, I was there at 1921. But yeah, look, it's something that you tell kids to. They go, really?
Yeah, everyone had free milk.
Yeah. And this was the first school to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So off the back of that, now this might be a bit of a thinker, but it is Pie Day Friday, so everyone that calls up does get free Miller's pies.
Yeah, they're at Shortland, Archie, Warners Bay and Cardiff.
We thought... Are you the first at anything? Were you the first at something? Because we know Risey was.
Ah.
Yeah, first IVF twins in Newcastle.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, you know how we always talk about political correctness?
Yeah.
Now, we would have said to you, oh, you just do, baby mate.
100%.
Apparently, that's not a thing now.
And that is why I think the Newcastle Herald contacted my mum and dad and kept kind of contacting, going, hey, we want to do a story,
Yeah.
And she was like, they're going to call you test tube babies.
Isn't
and
that funny?
She was really worried about it. And she would, only up until a couple of years ago, she would get teary if someone said test tube baby.
Really?
Well, mate, for the older people listening, you both do look like Milton the Monster.
Exactly. We do have a couple of different parts coming off us, but no.
It's only the bolts in your neck, man.
That was kind of our first.
Yeah, okay.
That's amazing, I think. So give us a call. And
if you're the first at something, we'd love to hear from you. 1-333-53. Can be anything, can't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, anything at all. If you are the first, you will receive Miller's Pies.
Give us a call, 133353.
What about you?
I was the first kid at school, because Redcliffe, but I went to Scarborough.
Yeah.
And I was the first kid to get an anchor tattoo.
Were you?
look, mine's boring, but true.
What?
I was the first 17-year-old to captain a trawler in Queensland. Because it was 18, but because of my sea time early, I had so much sea hours, blah, 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 kind of, and they exempted me, got it, so I was the youngest prawn captain then.
You probably still hold the record.
Maybe, yeah. But I just found over the years, never really excited people when I told them that story, mate, so I always went with the tattoo one. But that's a true story.
Well, we've got Rebecca. Morning, Rebecca.
Hi, it's Beck the dog walker.
Oh, hi, Beck the dog walker.
What's your first, mate?
It's not me, it's my mother. She's no longer with us anymore, but in 2001 she was bitten by a funnel web. And she actually had a reaction to the anti-venom, and she was the first person to ever have a reaction to the anti-venom.
Oh, my God.
That's not a good first, is it?
No.
And you just said she's no longer with us. Well, it wasn't that day, was it?
Well, no. Her death was unrelated, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
pretty crazy.
Well, how did she react?
She was actually at Sizzler with my father and my younger siblings for dinner, and her feet started to swell up, and she had to be rushed to hospital, and it was as a result of the anti-venom.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, it wouldn't be the first time someone's feet swelled up at Sizzler.
Probably.
Good story, Beck. We've got pies for you.
Always the bread rise.
Absolutely.
We got Kelly. Corey,
Corey's
first. Yep.
How's
it
going?
Good, mate. Corey. What were you the first one?
Mine's a little bit boring, but I was the first kid in my class to get a pen licence.
Well done, Corey.
Excellent. Oh,
day. Yeah, proud moment.
Yeah.
How old were you?
12.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well done, you, Corey.
Do they officially hand them out now, do they?
Yeah,
I don't think it's still a thing.
I've still got my pen license. It's a little plastic card.
Yeah. I didn't know.
I still have it.
Oh my God.
I'll bring it in and show you.
Oh God, you're fun.
I honestly do remember the pen license. Yeah. I was one of the last in my class to get one. And I used to just go, come on, today's the day and it's going to happen.
Oh, Risey, bring yours in too. We'll have a ball.
We've got Kelly now. Hello, Kel.
Hi, how are you?
What's your first, Kel?
I was the first girl to play tackle football in the Hunter region.
Wow, what year? Tackle football.
Oh, well, I'm nearly 50 and it was under 8.
Oh, under 8. Oh.
Were you in the front row, Kelly?
No, mate, maybe on the wing.
Righto. That means you never tackled.
Oh, no, I did lots of tackling and the boys tried to get around me because I was a girl, see? Nice.
Which team was it or which school was it?
For the Curry Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
gosh.
That. That's a good claim.
Yeah, and they breed them tough in Curry.
Absolutely.
It used to terrify me going to Curry to play hockey.
Yeah, that's pretty bad considering she was coming from Raymond Terrace.
Absolutely.
What a robbery, Terrace v. Curry.
Oh, it was a blood sport.
Mate, you don't get any tougher than Curry if Raymond Terrace kids were scared of them.
And all carrying hockey sticks.
I'm sorry, Kelly, I'm with Tanya. You guys are brutal. Good on you, mate.
Thanks,
Kel. All right, we're going to go to Sharon now. We've got Sharon at Swansea. Hey, Sharon.
Oh, hi.
What were you the first at, Shaz?
I come from New Zealand and I was the first female venturer in the Scout movement.
Oh, beautiful. In the Scout movement. So this is not the Girl Guides. You were the first Scout. That's incredible.
No, I did Girl Guides, but then venturers came open to females. Now the Scouts are open to females too.
Yeah.
So, I joined the venturers.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Well, you think about that one and the tackle.
I know.
The girls were breaking, you know,
absolutely.
Gender barriers ages ago.
Thanks, Sharon. You've got a six-pack of Miller's Pies as well. And we've got one lucky last person to get to, do we?
Gary Mandowie, what's your first, buddy?
Hey, guys.
It's Gabby.
Oh, Gabby. Sorry, Gabby.
No worries.
What were you the first at, Gab?
I was the first at getting a microchip implanted in my arm.
Ooh.
Do your owners know where you are now?
Absolutely, all the time.
What's it for, Gabby?
To be honest, I was a rebellious teenager back in 2006 and I didn't want the standard tattoos, so I went to my doctor and asked for a microchip. They didn't know where I could get one, so I went to the vet, and the vet wouldn't do it without a doctor's note, so I went back to the doctor and then back to the vet and back to the doctor, and here I am.
Oh my God, so you can track yourself wherever you go?
I can go to vets and get scanned at vets now, yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's Gabby. A great idea. Imagine if someone just finds you, Gabby. They can just take you to a vet.
Oh, my God, what a party trick.
Can you see a little print under your skin of it?
No, because it's in my upper arm, and I guess I'm a fairly athletic, solid build. There's right. plenty of padding to hide it over. Okay. It's quite deep in the arm. So
when you go to the vets and they scan it, what information comes up on the screen?
So it was a bit of a rebellion against the uni that I was at, so it's got my university student number on it, property of the university.
Bit of a statement, Gabby, was it?
At the time, yeah, they wouldn't call me by my name, so I thought I'd make it easier for them.
That's hilarious. And do you ever think maybe I should get that out, or is it just there and you don't think about it?
I don't feel it. I don't think about it. My mum probably reminds me 6 monthly that I should get it out.
No, I think your mum's. I think your mum's the last person. What if you got lost?
Oh, well, that's earned you some Miller's Buys yes, today, has. Gabby. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good day.
What a wide range of firsts you just heard, Tenure and Steve.
Didn't see any of that coming.
Neither did I.
I was the first in the Hunter region to go into the Guinness Book of Records for bread buttering. Seriously.
How many breads did you do?
I can verify that is true.
Yeah. It is true. Thank you, Steve.
No, I can verify.
There was a Guinness representative that came and
watched
me. I
don't tell many people.
I wouldn't either.
And I think I buttered something like, I don't know now, 37 pieces of bread in 30 seconds or something.
That's fast.
Yeah, and the Guinness guy had to verify that I'd gone right to the crust. And I can. So if anyone needs lunches made very fast,
oh my God,
on you go.
You know, I'm just looking around at everyone here going, this is the most amazing story we've ever heard. This is, without question, the most amazing first.
Well, you
did look pretty with your apron, too.
Thank you.
I remember it.
I think not only am I the first, but I still think I hold the record in the Hunter.
World record holder.
Check that for us, will you, mate?
We'll Google it. We've got to go to the break. Google it in the break.
You know what she's like. It's like doing a show with Trump. Fact checker. Fact checker, matey. We'll get back to you on that, T.
This is Triple M. Good morning.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve. And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
Smiled and waved to the principal, and she smiled and waved back. The world's changed.
It's a lot different these days, Steve.
I know.
The principal is their pal.
Apparently.
What's it like here at Islington Public? If you had to explain it to people that just dropped down from outer space, what would you say about this community?
Oh, I'd really say it's the perfect school, to be honest. I love coming to school every day. We've got just dynamic students, dynamic staff. It's amazing.
Aww.
Yeah, I can't speak more highly of our school.
That's lovely.
And just for people who joined us, how many students?
175.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got quite a transient population, so that changes. But
right.
we often hover around that mark.
But that number to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, sounds like you'd be good to per class, teacher to class. Would that be fair?
Well, the ratios are fabulous, to be honest.
That's what I thought. It sounded like that.
Yes, All of our classes are composite or multi-stage classes, which works very well. So everyone's in a class with their friend, but the benefit and the good thing about Islington is we don't often just go into grades or anything like that. The year sixes are often found playing with the kindergartens and helping out. So it's a real community and family network. Mm. It's beautiful.
We were finding out from your assistant principal, Chris, earlier this morning, that like a lot of schools, it's so different now with chooks and the kids selling eggs. And, you know, there's so much learning that goes on that's out of the classroom, isn't there, these days?
Oh, they're very much so. And that's exactly what our community love. We're... we have a lot of activists and we really care about sustainability here. I know a lot of schools do, but we do particularly. We look at composting, rejuvenation. We've got wicking cells for our veggie gardens that we sell, like Chris said before. to the community. All of our rubbish we recycle and take our soft plastics to Woolworths, things like that. So a staff member takes all of our poppers and recycles those. So it's everyone's involved.
Yeah, and you hear that, a staff member.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about teachers. They all go above and beyond.
Yeah.
And I know it's a sweeping statement, but it's true.
Yeah, true.
It's just a calling for teaching, I think.
it's certainly not a 9-to-3 job, and that's an analogy you hear often.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not that. I mean, they work above and beyond, even on the weekends, thinking about what they're preparing for lessons on Monday. It's really a 24/7 job.
Sure.
It's literally the only thing I think Tanya, myself, and teachers have in common is it doesn't matter where we go. When we tell them what we do for a living, they go, "Oh, you get a lot of holidays."
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But you do spend a lot of those holidays planning and prepping.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the holidays are fantastic too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're about to launch into 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yay.
I know. Mm.
So do you get to Wednesday the second week and you're back into work mode in your head, though, in all honesty?
It's normally, in all honesty, it's probably Wednesday the first week.
There you are. But that's, in your head,
Thinking. But, look, those holidays are good to rejuvenate.
Yeah.
And, you know, the beginning of the term's always dynamic, and we're running back in and everyone's excited to start the term.
Yeah.
But going into term four, it's always busy.
Yeah. Well, you should be proud. You've been here a couple of years and we've only been here an hour and a half, and it's a great school.
It really is.
Yeah,
lovely vibe.
It's lovely. Thank you so much for this morning.
Oh, thank you for having us. We appreciate it. We're at Islington Public School. Goodbye, Mrs. Harris. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
And where did she keep her cane?
Where is your cane?
Your cane. Why is she laughing?
Give me 30 or 40 years. Come on.
It's Tanya and Steve, live from Islington Shop, Public School, for our tuck show.
The grand final entertainment is locked in for both the AFL and NRL deciders at the MCG tomorrow. Robbie Williams will headline alongside Delta Goodrum, and Goanna will play at halftime. While today it's been revealed that Jimmy Barnes will headline next week's NRL Grand Final. It's the third time he's done it this century, having appeared with Cold Chisel in 2015 and going solo in 2001. He's also played the AFL Grand Final in 2009 and 2018, while Ian Moss did that one in 2008 and appeared at last year's NRL decider. So you talk about teams that are in the Grand Final year on year. It's one in every 3 years for the last two decades that a member of Cold Chisel has made the Grand Final.
Excellent. Nothing more Aussie than that.
I love that.
It's funny how it's changed through the years, much like the Super Bowl, which was kind of this daggy musical number until it transformed in the 90s. The NRL had at one stage act like the cast of Neighbours singing the national anthem. And the AFL had Barry Crocker and Daryl Summers headlining through the 70s and 80s. So it's come a long way, Tanya and Steve. Just remember that when you see it tomorrow, about 20 to 2, and next week at Acor Stadium.
You'll never, ever beat Billy Idol.
No.
You'll never, ever beat a bloke.
The hovercraft.
Coming out in a hovercraft, getting on stage, "You ready to rock?" And then getting on his hovercraft and going off.
Thanks, JR. There's JR's Spin on Sport. Here at 7:30 every morning here at Triple M. Thanks to All Steel Sheds. They take care of it all. Get real. Get an All Steel Shed today. This morning, Tanya and Steve are live from Islington Public School for one of our tuck shops. And up next, we're going to meet some of the students with a bit of show and tell. It's after Don Henley, Boys of Summer, at Triple M.
Tanya and Steve's show and tell.
Oh, because you just got to, Tanya.
No, I know. We always ask when we go to a school for the kids to bring a show and tell to the table. And today we've got in year one, Albie. Good morning, Albie.
Hello.
What do you got for us, Albie?
I have got my speech.
This is your public speaking speech.
Yes.
See, that used to make me very nervous, but you're obviously all over it.
I love public speaking.
All right.
And spelling bee. They're my favourite parts of school.
Wow.
I love this school because of them, and I'd still love it if they weren't there.
Oh.
Because this is a glorious school.
Oh. Went glorious.
I know, for year one. That's incredible. You've got a great vocabulary. Do you have a favourite line from your speech?
Yes.
Well, can you tell us what that is?
Words are wonderful. Without words, we wouldn't be able to share all our ideas with the people around us, including this speech.
Oh, well done. Round of applause Albie. For Albie. That's fabulous.
You sure is in year one?
I know. I know, you belong on a stage somewhere, Albie.
Good work, Albie.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that. Well,
you're shy and retiring little thing. That is good work, mate. Well done.
Now, year three, we've got AJ. Hello, AJ.
Hello.
Oh, another shy one.
No, I'm not shy.
Well, what have you brought along to show us for show and tell?
I am telling you about the choirs that Islington School has performed in.
Oh, okay.
Well, tell us.
Now, you're in the choir, I'm guessing, are you?
What?
Are you in the choir at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've already done the choirs.
That's all that, Steve.
We've done Coral Fest and Starstruck.
Is that your Starstruck T-shirt you've got on?
Yes, iconic.
Amazing. And a gorgeous photo of you guys. Is that the choir?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's Coral Fest. There you are.
Ah.
Yep.
That's very cool for a school this size, you know,
yeah,
to
I
get
know.
Into that. That's great.
And what song did your choral group sing at Starstruck?
Oh, there's lots.
Lots, was there?
Yeah, we did Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Not the whole thing, AJ, just the name, mate. Yeah, we haven't got time, mate, but that was very good.
We also did,
She's thinking.
The Greatest Showman.
There you go.
Good song.
Good song.
Okay.
Well mate, thank
that was
you.
Very good, AJ.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, they're very good at public speaking, aren't they?
I know.
Mm.
What's going on here?
Now we've got from year five, Max. G'day, Max.
Hello.
What do you got, buddy?
I've got some eggs from our chickens here at the school. I am part of a program that we've started running this last year or two.
Yeah.
We've got some chickens down the back, and then we get their eggs and sell them, and then put the money back in.
Amazing. So, how much do you sell your eggs for?
$5. It's 12 a dozen. $5.
So do you, is there you and a bunch of people that look after
the
chicks and feed them?
Yeah,
but you can't, that's great, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And when do you sell them? Once a week or?
On Monday afternoons, just out at the front of the school.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. You're learning about chickens, eggs and money.
And if you want to check it out at supermarkets, they're free range, right? Free range eggs. Charge $100. That's good stuff, mate. Good to see.
Thanks. Yeah. There you go. There's Max, Albie and AJ.
We've got it all going on here. Well done, gang.
Big applause for you guys. Gee, there's some massive personalities, isn't there?
I know.
It's incredible.
Kind of weird when you see the next 10 years Steve in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit frightening.
It's tenure and Steve at Triple M.
Look at you with your fancy pants flower.
No, Evie here at Islington Public just gave me the most beautiful flower because apparently it's her mission to give a flower every day to someone throughout the year.
That is so cool.
Isn't it? So thank you, Evie. But look what I just saw on it.
What?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh.
I want you to tell me what you actually call this little creature.
Oh.
What do you call that little creature?
It's a ladybug.
A ladybug? What do you call that creature?
It's a lady beetle.
And Ty, what do you call that creature?
I'm a bug, ladybug.
What do you call it?
I call it a ladybird.
There's three different
Tanya.
Answers.
What?
Have another look.
What?
Does it look like a bird?
It doesn't look like a bird, but you know the rhyme. Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire and your children are gone.
It's a fun one, isn't it?
It's not a nice one.
Rhyme. It's a fun rhyme.
Exactly.
No, but it's ladybird.
Bug.
I'll fight
you. I do know the rhyme.
I'll fight you.
Well, we're in the school grounds.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait till after three.
All right.
It's crazy.
See you out there after three Wilkes. What are those two fighting about? You don't want to know.
It's Tanya and Steve. Triple M. It's just gone 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $5,000 next with our 5K payday.